Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Live on tape from the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City, it's Stephen Colbert.
Happy Friday,
y'all. It's Friday. That's it.
Oh, come on! Leave it all on the field, 100%. Hunker down. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm Stephen Colbert, and this is a very special Friday Late Show with our exclusive Friday audience. We are only... We're only 2 weeks away from Black Friday. And shopping... maybe even crazier than in previous years. Workers are in short supply, and businesses are getting desperate for staff. Some companies have started to remove nearly every hiring requirement, from drug tests to background checks. That might be a good thing. You don't know. After all, skipping drug tests and mental health exams is how Tesla found their CEO. Companies... Hi, Elon. Companies are also changing their education rules. A couple years ago, 42% of insurance sales job listings called for a bachelor's degree. Now only 26% do. Of course, time has proven you don't need to be that smart to sell insurance. Now, we've got some... Took a second. Took a listen. We've got some scary news from overseas. Recently, U.S. satellites spotted that China has built mock-ups of U.S. naval ships in an area used for missile target practice. They've built the missiles in the desert. Here's the guided missile destroyer. They also have an aircraft carrier. Wait a second, Jimmy, pull out. Why is that on a grid? Oh, no! They've sunk our battleship! China's anti-ship missile system is run by a group called the People's Liberation Army Rocket Force, or PLARF. Also the name of the lesser-known Chinese bootleg version of ALF. And PLARF has gone high-tech, because not only do they have these models, they've built a 6-meter-wide rail system with a ship-sized target mounted on it, which could be used to simulate a moving vessel. Okay, that sounds deeply troubling. Also, a lot of fun. China, please put it in Disney Shanghai and all is forgiven. Speaking of oppressive regimes, Twitter. Earlier this week, they unveiled a new product in America, the company's subscription service, called Twitter Blue. That is the new name, not as I thought, the past tense of the phrase, Twitter blows. Now, for three... Why not? There you go, fix that. For $3 a month, you get features like an undo tweet feature that lets people set a 30-second timer before the tweet gets posted so they can revise any typos or any other mistakes. This is a major breakthrough. I mean, the only way to do that up till now would be to wait 30 seconds before posting your tweets. Speaking of trolls, the feds are catching up to those who took part in the insurrection on January 6th. And I'll tell you all about it in tonight's Seditionist Roundup Roundup.
It behooves us to arrest these folks.
Thank you, Orsi. The first dingus getting the book thrown at him is Florida man and member of SEAL Team Fanny Pack, Jeremy Brown. Back before the riot began, Brown was making plans and trying to recruit folks to join him. So he posted online, "We have an RV and van going, plenty of gun ports left to fill. We can pick you up." Well, if he wants to be squeezed into a tiny box with other criminals, he's about to get his wish. Next up, on the parade of idiots, Texas realtor and broken woman next to a broken window, Jenna Ryan. You may remember Ryan stormed the Capitol on January 6th, but didn't think she'd get punished. In fact, in March, she tweeted, "Definitely not going to jail. Sorry, I have blonde hair, white skin, a great job, a great future, and I'm not going to jail." And you know what I'm saying next. Everybody knows what I'm saying next, and yet it's still going to be fun. Because Jenna Ryan, the woman who said she's not going to jail, was just sentenced to 2 months in jail. Oh. Oh. Oh, the irony. Bars she's going to be locked behind. Of course, just like the crime that got her thrown in prison, Jenna Ryan posted about getting locked up on social media.
"Yes, I'm going to prison, everyone. I'm going to prison because of a tweet that said I'm not going to prison, but it was a reply. It was a reply to a tweet. I said I'm not going to prison, but I was talking to a hater. And unfortunately, the DOJ saw it, and then they said, no, you are going to prison."
"Actually, no, you're going to prison for breaking into the Capitol. You just made it worse with the tweet. If only there was some feature where you had 30 seconds to undo a tweet." There's a market.
The answer, my friend,
problem
is blowing in the wind.
Next on the old roundup giddy up, Eduardo Nicolas Alvear Gonzalez, known online as the Capitol Rotunda Doobie Smoker. "Dude, I was listening to my MyPillow, and it said the election was stolen by Hugo Chavez's ghost. Stop the steal and start the meal. I'm starving." "Hey, you're gonna eat all that podium, bro?" Gonzalez pled guilty and is awaiting sentencing subject to certain conditions of release, including no international travel. But he wanted to amend that, with his lawyer explaining that Gonzalez has been invited by a friend to spend the holiday season at no cost in London, England, which is an opportunity that doesn't present itself very often. What does that have to do with anything? "Your Honor, you can't send me to prison. The McRib is back. For a limited time only. Have you no heart, sir?" The next revolting revolutionary behind bars is New York native and guy offering free foot massages at Guitar Center, Brendan Hunt. Now, to be clear, Brendan Hunt should not be confused with the actor who plays Coach Beard on Ted Lasso, Brendan Hunt. The only thing he's guilty of storming is our hearts. He just loves Ted. Go on, go on. The bad Brendan Hunt wasn't at the Capitol on January 6th, but he made himself heard by putting up numerous videos and Facebook posts that threatened politicians like Chuck Schumer and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. His excuse? He wrote the social media posts after months of social isolation and a few bong rips. Nice try. But after a few bong rips, you don't threaten to take down a member of Congress. You threatened to take down an entire box of Little Debbie Swiss rolls. Hunt is in jail. $1.09. $1.09 dozen rolls. Hunt is in jail awaiting sentencing, and he's got company because apparently he shared a cell with convicted sex offender R. Kelly. Oh, to be a fly on that wall. And then beg to be transferred to a different wall. Hunt considers himself a bit of an artist, so as part of his appeal to the judge for a lesser sentence, his lawyer submitted a comic strip Hunt drew portraying himself and R. Kelly working out behind bars. So he's using his friendship with R. Kelly to try to win over the judge. What the hell was in that bong? Let's take a look.
The answer, my friend.
I don't know. Don't do drugs.
In the wind.
Don't do drugs, kids.
I don't want to do
just say
no. Drugs, and you shouldn't either.
Let's take a look at some of his work. Here's Hunt showing R. Kelly a yoga book and saying they should exercise together. Then the two of them doing warrior pose. Then downward dog. Then the two of them high-fiving and saying, workout, pals. And finally, they're all buff. And R. Kelly says, wait till the guys in the yard see our gains. Well, you know what they say about prison. On your first day, find the biggest guy in the yard, then show him a drawing of you bigger than him. Still better than Hunt's first draft, where he drew Garfield saying, I hate Mondays, but I love working out with convicted sex offender R. Kelly. We got a great show for you tonight.
Up next, Bootsy goes to a sex party. Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Folks, if you watch the show, and I hope you do, you know that I, Stephen Colbert, have a few core beliefs. And one of the things that I believe is that there is no such thing as sex parties. I was a young man, a young teenager. I heard stories and rumors in the adult sex world that there were sex parties and orgies and flesh pits. Then I grew up and found out there's none of that. I've said this before. I just don't buy that sex parties are actually a thing. I'm in show business, supposedly the height of decadence, and I've never once been asked to a sex party. Well, folks, since I took that brave stance, I have been invited to multiple sex parties.
That's how it happens.
One of them is hosted by a group of folks called Sanctum. Evidently, it's one of those parties where you bring your own vowels. They have the tea. You bring your A. Now, obviously, I wasn't going to accept the offer. I'm a happily married man who just won't shut up about sex parties. But it got me thinking, could I be wrong here? Have these sex parties been real all along? It was all so hard to understand. Well, thankfully, we here at The Late Show have an expert in not understanding things. Her name is Bootsy Plunkett, and she's the mother of my field producer, Jake Plunkett. She is also The Late Show's official uninformed correspondent. In the past, Bootsy has used her unique information-light perspective to help us understand difficult issues, even sitting down to talk about trade tariffs with Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman. So it occurred to me, I should send Bootsy to investigate what's really going on at Sanctum. Of course, Jake knew his mom would never agree to go to a sex party, so he did the right thing. He lied to her. He is a terrible son, but a great producer. Jake told Bootsy she was meeting Paul Krugman on a Ferris wheel to talk about the debt ceiling, and then instead, he brought her to the sex party. Jim?
So, yeah, we're going to have you have a little bit of a dinner with
Paul Krugman. He's an economist. Wait, Jake, what is he again?
Economist.
Renowned economist.
And what are you talking to him about today?
Debt ceiling.
Do you want to tell everyone how much you've mentioned Paul Krugman to me in the last 2 years since you had that dinner with him?
Yes, I said out of all the things I've done, I liked Paul the best. He's very cute and quirky.
You have a little bit of a crush on Paul Krugman.
Oh, come on. That's in your words.
You talk about him constantly.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you
no,
do.
No, I don't.
Every time I see you on your
you
iPad.
You are so full of
Every time I see you on your iPad and you're watching one of your pieces.
I never watch a piece.
Yes, you do.
Oh,
that is
no, bull. No. You're making it sound like I'm a narcissist.
For my mom and I, it was the moment of truth as we headed into the sex party known as Sanctum. I'm going to hell for this.
Hello and welcome.
Hi.
May I offer you some champagne?
Okay, thank you. Oh my God, she doesn't have a shirt on.
Just a quick note, if you see anyone or anything you like, please ask consensus key for touching or play. So, if you'd like to see anyone or touch them, please ask with consensus.
Yes, what?
Would you like to join us down in the VIP?
I guess. Is Paul here? Jake.
So,
what?
Bootsy.
What?
Paul's not here. You're actually at a sex party.
What am I supposed to do here?
Just go with it.
I owed my mom some answers, so it was time to come clean.
So you're not going on a Ferris wheel?
Okay.
There's no Paul.
Oh, that's sad.
So the story is that, like, Stephen has been denying the existence of sex parties in his monologues. And so there have been some invites to sex parties, and the thought was that maybe you would be a good correspondent to go out and see if they exist.
Oh, they exist, unless this is a trick.
So how are you feeling?
I'm shocked. I mean, I'm handling it okay, but I'm not dressing up or nothing.
Well, you know, I don't know what we're gonna see up there, but...
What should I ask these people?
Ask them about the deck ceiling.
Don't seem like they give a about the deck ceiling.
Now that my mom had her real assignment, she set out to discover if Sanctum was a real sex party.
Oh, hi.
Would you like to ask? You can ask him.
Oh, my God. Do you have these sex parties all the time?
Yes, we do. We have them very frequently.
This isn't like a joke?
No, all the time.
Do you actually have sex?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Oh,
Would you like a mask?
Oh, no. Should I wear a mask?
If you'd like, we have a whole bunch you could choose from.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Is that good? Does it fit well?
Yes,
it looks
so
nice.
Fine.
Such beauty.
Oh, dear God, I'm going to have heart attack. Is Stephen coming tonight? Does anybody know?
Not that I was notified, so.
No, huh?
You're gonna have to bring the invite this time. You're like, I got it in. Come on, we're going.
Where are we going? To scrotums, right? Wait.
Scrotums.
I'm sorry. Scrotums.
Sanctum.
Sanctum.
Oh my God. I get everything wrong. I'm sorry.
I mean, like,
did you hear about the debt ceiling?
The debt ceiling?
Yeah, the debt ceiling. They're voting on it to hire it. I guess you don't know stuff either. So, this is the room where you go up at night after everything gets hot and heavy?
Yeah, all the rooms are welcome for play whenever you'd like during the event and where the moment you come and meet an individual and enjoy yourself.
Wow. Very interesting. I learned a lot.
Anyone else?
Huh?
You can ask the tub girls or the shower guests something, or...
Do you enjoy this coming here? Obviously, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. So this is the,
This is more of our dom room.
The dom room?
Yeah. Would you like to give her a little tickle?
Oh, no, no, no.
I love a little tickle.
You want a tickle with the pickle.
Oh!
Is it now going to be the case that whenever you hear the name Paul Krugman, you think of this?
Yes! Yes! I wish I could talk to Paul. You could have never shocked me more than you did tonight. Hi, this is Bootsy. I'm here with The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And guess what, Stephen? This is real. Because I found out tonight firsthand, this is real.
This is real.
This is real.
Okay, so that was bad. Because you didn't name what's real and where you are.
I'm at the scrotums.
Thank you, Bootsy. Thank you, Jake. We'll be right back with Jeff Goldblum.
Wow.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Jeff, I just wish you enjoyed yourself more.
I do have a good time.
It's always lovely to see you, and I got to say right off the bat that I'm always very grateful to any guest who really puts on the duds before they come out here. And you never disappoint. I'm just curious, one thing I could wear to like give me a little bit of that
I wouldn't
magic.
Recommend any. I wouldn't wish myself on anybody, especially you. You are your own the height of you.
I am the most me I can be. I understand that.
But it's fantastic. But yes. I was prepared for that. So I brought you something.
Oh, fantastic.
Would you like to try on these glasses? You wear glasses, and I wear glasses. And you've got a nice frame there.
Thank you
very Nothing
much.
Wrong with that frame. You chose those, and
I chose these, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing wrong. A little
can
bit
I try
of
yours
a,
on for a second?
You can try anything you want, yeah. Anything I have is yours. This is metal. Oh, I see.
Well.
Yeah, that's me. That's good.
I'll try these on, too.
I like it. Here's this
there
version.
There you go. Hold on.
Try that.
There you go.
It's also prescription, so.
There you go.
Wow. Well, come on.
This gives me a little, it's a little Jeff Goldblum, a little Roy Orbison.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's wonderful.
I like it. I wish it was my prescription so I could see what I look like.
What? You look fantastic.
Because this is enough. You have stronger glasses than I do.
Really? What do you have?
I don't know. They just give them to me and I put them on my face.
Really?
Do you know your prescription? Can you?
Yes, I'm minus 250, which is not much. Yours are stronger, sir. Yours are stronger,
I'm
I believe.
I'm not going to sit here and have you insult my eyeballs.
I'm not insulting them. Okay. I'm no professional
optometrist. I'm astigmatic is my problem.
What's that? You mean you have an
astigmatism.
Astigmatism.
I'm astigmatic because I have an astigmatism.
What's that? And what's that mean? That are they both the same?
No, there is a warp in the lens. It's not like the lens is out of focus. There's actually a dimple or a divot or a warp in the lens so that you actually have to shape the inside of this lens in order to correct it, much like the Hubble telescope.
Hey, now that you brought it up, I'm here to promote this show. It's out today.
Sure.
But I'm not just doing this strategically.
No. Drive product. Do it.
No, I'm not doing it. But you reminded me of this thing because we did an episode. It's not this year that's coming out because we have five new right now. But last year we did pools. So I went to NASA and all
this is in the world according to Jeff Goldblum,
Jeff Goldblum yeah.
on Disney Plus.
That's right.
A delightful show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Thank you.
Well, you're in it. You're curious. I like your curiosity, but go ahead. So you were talking to NASA.
I like your curiosity. Yeah, last year I was talking to NASA, and they said that all the astronauts that go up, not the women, none of the women, but all the men come down if they've spent a good deal of time up there with something in their right eyeball, not their left, that is funny and misshapen. Yep. And they don't know what it is.
Could it be some sort of space parasite that eventually bursts out and eats everyone else on the ship?
Interesting theory.
Could be.
I doubt it.
At this point, we don't know. The science isn't in yet.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Trust the evidence.
Jeff, we have to take a quick break.
What?
Please don't leave, and don't you leave, because we'll be right back with more Mr. Jeff Goldblum.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Podshow listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hey, everybody. Hold on one second there, Jeffrey. We're right back here with the star of the world, according to Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum. Jeff, in the world, according to Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Okay, there, you learn a lot of things that you're curious about the world, as I was saying before. We have a clip here. What are you learning in this clip, my friend?
Which clip are you going to show?
I don't know. It's your damn clip.
That's
it's
right. That's
clip.
Right.
It's the...
Exactly. So,
what are you learning in this clip?
Very good. The five that are coming out are dance and dogs and magic and monsters and fireworks. Those are the first five that are coming out. This one that you're going to see has to do with dance. We went to Atlanta, Georgia, and did many things. But what you're going to see here is me with Collab Crib, a bunch of young folks who have a house, and they put on these TikTok, they make these TikTok videos and do dances, and they're a big sensation. So I visited them, found out about it, and did some dancing myself, which I think you're going to see, and in fact made a TikTok version of me dancing with them.
Jim.
Lick to the left.
Dando. Boom, boom, mm-mm.
It's cross. Cross.
And right here, this is called a mid hit.
Oh.
Right, you hit it.
You can get on my horse and oh. Uh oh, yeah, hands and over. Hey, take that in your face.
No, I actually like how you made your own style with every move.
I think that's how you do it. Every move, just like in an acting scene, has to kind of be investigated and mean something.
Right. Again, at one, two, hit.
I kind of got it.
You fit everywhere. Jeff Goldblum manages to fit everywhere.
I fit everywhere?
You manage to. You look like you have fun and comfortable just about everywhere.
Like James Bond.
Very much so. Are you the new Bond? We haven't announced who the new Bond is.
I can't say one way or another.
We have to take one more break, but don't go away. When we come back, I'm going to ask Jeff about a time he went to a party at Johnny Carson's house.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to superfans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods, too, by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a superfan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Goldblum, you were a guest more than once with the great man himself, Mr. Johnny Carson.
Yeah. And, oh my gosh, look at that.
Look at little Jeff Goldblum.
That's funny.
Right there.
That's about 1980.
You've aged well. You've aged well.
Well, thank you.
I think you've
you.
Become more debonair. The salt and pepper suits you. It seasons you well.
Well, look at your distinguished salt and pepper.
A little distingue. A little distingue.
It's quite
in
distingue.
There.
A lyric from Lush Life, of course. Little distinct traces. Yeah. But you know who you look like? Your hair is like Peter Lawford. Yes.
Peter Lawford?
Yes.
That I need to wear the big thirsty roll neck sweaters all the time and date a Kennedy.
Yes. Or Cesar Romero. That's who you're looking like.
Cesar Romero?
Yes, yes.
The original Joker?
Yes, that's right.
Thank you?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you
exclamation
very much.
Point. Take away the question mark.
Thank you very much. Okay, yeah. But here's the thing. Johnny, I know that you learned some magic, and Johnny started off as a magician, which people don't remember.
He did. That's me. That's about 83, because his company, the Carson Productions, I don't know if you know this, did movies, and they produced The Big Chill in 1983.
I did not know that.
Yes, and I'm on the show.
He banked some coin.
Well, yeah, it did well.
It did very
but
well.
It was an interesting, creative little endeavor. And at an icebreaker at his Malibu home, he invited us all, the cast, to kind of kick off the the festivities.
Place. Nice place.
It was a very nice place. He was more than delightful with a very colorful sweater on, and he went around doing magic for us. Yes, sleight of hand.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Do you still do it? Do you still know any? Because
I knew you were going to ask that, so I brought something. Yeah. I brought something.
Do you need glasses? Do you need glasses?
I take these off because you're good this way. And then to see them, I do this, you know. Okay, you want me to do it?
I would love you to do
it. Okay, watch this. Now, watch closely. That, of course, is a knot that I'm making, right?
Yeah.
But what happened to the knot?
Wow, 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 okay. All
exactly. Right. You hear that sound of wonderment? That's one of the cornerstones of our show.
Now,
this, of course, is another.
You can't get out of that knot.
You can't. What happened?
What happened?
Okay, hold, now, if you're a magician, hold on. If you're a magician, you can make an actual knot with one hand. That's a real knot. What's going on with that?
Are you a sailor?
Yes.
Is that
yes.
an ordinary piece of rope? Is that an ordinary piece of rope?
You know, it's a piece of rope, but it's you get it at a magic store because it's soft and you can do this kind of stuff with. But if you gave me a piece of rope, I could do it with a regular piece of rope, but not as well.
Are you still playing with the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra?
Well said. The Mildred Snitzer Orchestra, yeah. As a matter of fact, during COVID, we were off. But now that things are getting better, we have started to play these last 3 weeks, because whenever I'm not working in L.A., we play at the Pendry Hotel at the Brightly Room. Yeah, we've been doing
these
gigs.
For those who did not see you when you were on here, actually, playing some of the music from the Mildred Snitzer.
Was I? Yes, I did.
You did. You came up with the album.
I did.
Exactly. Just curious, what do you get from that form of performance that you don't get from acting?
That's a good
question. What does it do for you?
Hey, we're going to play
at
the Disney.
That's what I do, baby. That's what I do. Good questions.
And we're playing at the Disney Concert Hall, as a matter of fact, speaking of Disney, in the spring. What I get out of that is, music, you know, in a different way than storytelling or doing whatever you call what we're doing here or putting on a show, somehow can go right to your gizzard and different parts of your heart and bloodstream, don't you find?
You the performer or the audience who receives it?
Both. Both.
Because
really,
I've always said that people ask me if I ever get starstruck by guests, and I go, not really. Only musicians starstrike me because it seems like real magic to me. I don't know how they do something at a distance and it affects me inside.
I know. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yes. What's the phrase? And tell me, what's the correct phrase? Is it music soothes the savage breast or beast?
Music hath charms that soothe the savage breast.
That's correct. That's the correct answer. So that's what I'm talking about. You know, oh, thank you. Yeah. Yes, music does. It can hit you mysteriously and deeply. So, and while you're performing, the kind of so-called performing that I do is just sharing my love of music with whoever might be there. You know what I mean? It's not like, hey, watch me put on a show. It's like, let's dig this music together. This music does something to me, and I'll be darned, see if it does the same to you. That's kind of...
Does that check out?
Yes, I love that.
I love it. And you know what? That's different than at least what I started doing with I'm putting on a show. Here I'm trying to do a scene. How do you like me now? This other thing has in it this kind of less ego-driven way of, geez, I just love this music. Don't we love this music? And that little vaccine has infected my goings on here. Like right now, I'm actually enjoying being with you. I
wow.
I really do.
Even that.
Kind of like music.
Even that.
Well, not even that.
Jeff, I am enjoying being with you too. It's always a delight.
Well, my pleasure.
Talking to you is like a vacation. It really is.
To what? Where would it be a vacation to?
Someplace sunny. Yeah.
South of Spain.
Mmm. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Season 2 of The World According to Jeff Goldblum is now on Disney+. Jeff Goldblum, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.